next kina, Eistu Kadis Kirby on page 304, contrasts once again the difference between our times of glory and our times of suffering. In particular, this kina focuses on the stark differences between our mood, our spirit, the circumstances, the enjoyment, the celebration at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, compared to the mourning, the suffering, the lamentation, the crying, and the grieving at the time of Yetzias Yerushalayim. Now we know that the first day of Pesach each year is always on the same day as Tisha B'Av. This past year, first day of Pesach was the Thursday as Tisha B'Av this year. So that is considered by some to be more than just a calendaric coincidence. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that just as we have a mitzvah Zochiras Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of the Seder, so in a sense we are engaging in a similar type of avodah on the day of Tisha B'Av, of the mitzvah Zochiras Yetzias Yerushalayim. And it is part and parcel of our halachic obligation for this day of Tisha B'Av. But more than that, on a deeper level, this points out, as we've said in the past, that Jewish suffering is very similar to Jewish success. And that is that, as Ramban says at the end of Parshas Bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us l'malu min ha-teva. That when we're up, and when we're down, we're down. In the words of Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, Ashreichem Yisrael, he says, Bizman shetem osim etzom shem makom, ein kol umav l'ashem soli pachem. When you do what you're supposed to do, so no one can touch you. You're untouchable. No nation in the world can overcome you. Bizman she'ein atem osim etzom shem makom, ozim sharem b'yad umas shfeila, v'yo b'yad umas shfeila, rak b'yad behem tzom shem umas shfeila. Just reacting over there to a story where the daughter of one of the wealthiest men in Yerushalayim found themselves crawling through the streets of Yerushalayim, picking out little seeds of bran that were among the galia behema, among the dung of the animals. And Yochum Zake saw how someone could, from such heights, can find himself so low, so he reached once again that inescapable conclusion that Jewish suffering is unique. And I believe that there is a measure of nechama in that. And this is something that is somewhat, I think, of a controversial statement, but I believe it's so. And that is that Jewish suffering is so unique that you can see God in Jewish suffering. That hesed panim for the Jewish people is so extreme that there's only one way to explain it, and that is you're seeing the hand of God. Because it's so off the charts. It doesn't fit any similar model in the history of the world. To see a nation that has been beaten so again and again and again in such indescribable ways and continues to survive and rebuild and replenish, there's only one way to explain it. It is just as great as a proof of the existence and the involvement of God in the world than there is when B'nai Yisrael were at the time of their glory. And you could see open Nisim Gluyim at the time of the Bayis Rishon. It's no less of a proof. A person has to be willing to look. Hesed Panim is no less powerful than Hares Panim. And that is the subject of this kina, which traditionally we sing, which highlights this very point. That when we're high, we're high, and when we've been low, we're very low.